I started when I was 17 because it was 2 weeks before my 18th birthday, and I started there as a V-boner. I worked everywhere in that factory. I mean, I worked on the barding machines, skinning machines, the heading machines. I was a moulder. I worked a little bit in the freezers. And the last job that I had there was in defrost, and I was the only female in the defrost. So funny, the characters, the women, unbelievable. And any new kid, especially if they was young that started, oh, they crucified them. Honestly, because it was just like, the dirt speak. You know, because some kids would come in, they're real clever, and was like, oh, wait till they see Molly. Do you know some of the other ladies? And like, as soon as they came in, they'd go, oh, you, what's your name? Oh, like that, get over here. And basically, they ripped them. It was like, basically, went from children again. Do you know, it was like, oh, what can I get for you? What do you need? You know, it was just so funny. And you get a lot of people, even now, you know, that they don't like the smell of fish. If you go anywhere near them, it's like, ugh. And they don't want nothing to do, and you're like, you know what, you don't actually know how to work for a living, because working in a fish house is hard work, and people don't realise that. It is, you know, I mean, anybody who works in a fish house or has done, you'll know, because they've got back problems, knee problems, hand problems, you know what I mean? There's all sorts, but there was nothing ever wasted in a fish house, nothing. Even like the bones and all that lot, it all went to, I think it went to Spain. Some place like that, you know, dog food, cat food. Nothing was ever wasted in the fish house, nothing. It's always been a part of my life. I mean, women have always worked with fish, you know, alongside the men, so to me it's nothing new. It's always been there. Yeah, anybody who works with fish, especially the women, I mean, they are hard workers, but they're friendly, they're helpful, they'll sing, they'll laugh and joke about everything, but if you cross them, woe betide you. You become a family. You know what I mean? Obviously, I remember the lasses, you know, well, they were all ladies then. I mean, now, bless them, a lot of them have passed on. But it is, even if you didn't know them, you was like under the wing straight. You know what I mean? You was looked after, you know, and I can't really say anything more apart from that. The women in fishing is, they're a great bunch of people. They are the salt of the earth. And they will help you no matter what. Even if it's nothing to do with the job, you know, if it's something to do with in your life, you know what I mean? They're right in there. You know what I mean? Any problems, they'll sort it out. But I don't know. Like I say, I've always had this life. I've always worked with fish. Definitely fishing is there's a lot more history, a lot more, well, I say respect amongst everybody, but I don't know. It's just a part of who I am, and I've never looked at any other way, because it's who I am. I wanted to be on the trawlers, because of me, this is my dad, but obviously I was too young at the time, and it was like, sorry, you can't, you're a female, I want, what do you mean, what's that got to do about, it's bad luck. But I think it was just a case of, you know, it's in the blood, you were going there no matter what. And I don't regret working in fish, I don't, because like I say, there's a whole different attitude. You have a laugh and a joke with everybody. Don't get me wrong, you know, you get the swearing, the smut, but my God, I'm worse than everybody. I can't help it. It's when I first started at Glenrose, I was permanently for the first 2 years just blood red because of embarrassment, because no matter what you said, how innocent, they turned it round. But I got my own back. Oh, I did. And it stuck, what can I say? But I don't know, as I say, that's the positive, it's a pride in working with fish, but I've never looked at it like that way, because it's always been a part of my life. No one's ever sort of like asked me, you know, stuff like that, because you just work with fish, you get on with it, you do the job and away you go. To be honest with you, smell wise, when you actually work with fish, you don't smell it unless the fish has gone off, and then my God, then you do know, you're like, whoa. But other than that, as I said, the smell of fish never bothered me. Never has. I don't see the problem with it. I will have to admit though, when my first day at Glenrose, when I came back, my family was all waiting, because obviously knew what time I was finishing. So they was waiting at the window, and as I came in like that, they all had pegs on the noses. I was like, oh, thank you. But no, as I say, you get people who, you know, still pull the face at, oh, I can smell fish and stuff like that. And I've got, yeah, it's me. Proud of it. Ezel Road, I don't give a shit. But no, don't faze me in the slightest. Like I say, when you're working with fish, you actually don't smell it unless, like, if you've been away, like, if and you've had time off work, and you go back and you go, whoa, and you're walking by some of the places. But other than that, don't faze me in the slightest. But as I say, you grow up with it, you get on with it. There's worse smells, believe me, working in a chippy, the smell of fat, I think that's disgusting. Working in a butcher's, you know, that smells like real greasy, doesn't it? Yeah, everywhere yeah. you go, I mean, I couldn't. People work at like Debenhams and that with like perfume counters. Ugh, God no. As I mean, there's worse smells. Everybody, whatever job you've got, at some point, you know, you'll have a smell of something. But no, don't care. Do not care in the slightest. Anyone says it, it's me. Don't care. Hull has got a very, very vast history in the fishing industry, even the whaling industry, and none of it is ever, it's like, we're overshadowed with Grimsby and everywhere else. It's like, hang on a minute, this was the biggest port. That annoys me, that does annoy me. But no, and I think it's fascinating to hear people like that, and especially back in them days, because my God, it wouldn't have been easy to travel and to do a job like that, because it probably would have been either out in the open or somewhere real dark and dingy. I bet they had some great times. I do remember vaguely, I was only a kid, but people still on the steps, you know, because you had pride in their houses then, like, clean. And if you didn't clean your step, oh my God, you knew about it because they started talking about you. Hesel Road goes all the way into Hesel. They don't like, they keep saying when you get so far after Gypsyville, it's Hesel High Road. It doesn't exist. That's just people trying to be, I'm posh. No, it's Hesel Road, love. But you didn't have to go anywhere. You didn't have to go to town. Anything you needed was on Hesel Road. And the people was so friendly. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's still some friendly people, but I don't think as much as when I was a kid. But it's just, I don't know, because once them houses went, they all went to Orchard Park or Brands Home, and it's like, what are you doing? They knocked all the houses down, all the factories came up, but work, so whatever, but I don't miss it, because like I say, Hesel Road, and I keep banging on about Hesel Road, but I'm proud of Hesel Road. Kids now, even like the last few generations, they don't understand, you know, the fishing industry. They don't understand the history of Hesel Road or any of it. There's just, even like having sometimes integrity or, you know, having like a work ethic, you know what I mean? It's just none of that exists no more. And it is a shame.